Question, will lawmakers respond to the violence over the weekend outside of a Planned Parenthood in Colorado Springs, Colorado? If the issue was solely gun violence and access to firearms, the track record is pretty clear. No response on Capitol Hill would be expected. But in this case, there is at least one, if not more, public health issues. What to do about funding for Planned Parenthood as a December 11th federal budget deadline looms? Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us. Does Planned Parenthood change the reaction to this violent attack last Friday?
Well, it's really those two separate issues that are swirling around and being kept kind of separate, at least by most people on Capitol Hill. John, listen to Harry Reid here. He's picking up a Democratic theme that you're hearing a lot of in the news media now, trying to pin some of the blame for this shooting on rhetoric from the other side. Listen.
But we as leaders must be mindful of our words and our actions. Whipping people into a frenzy of hate and anger while providing them with easy access to firearms has proven disastrous to our country. We have a responsibility as leaders to think very hard about what we say and do in this context and what are the consequences.
Now, that's Harry Reid sort of blaming a political finger at the other side. But Joe Manchin of West Virginia is a moderate Democrat, a pro-gun Democrat, who had background check legislation along with some Republicans after the Newtown shooting in Connecticut. And I asked him if anything's changed this time.
I know you get asked this after every single shooting tragedy.
I know.
Has the latest shooting incident changed the conversation in any practical way around here?
Well, it doesn't seem to. It hasn't. I haven't heard. Of course, we were gone when all this happened, so I'm anxious to see what they're saying now and what they're talking about. But the bottom line is, you know, I don't know how you legislate against mentally ill people, you know, unless you do something to help mentally ill people. And then we haven't done much in this country to do that.
Is mental health an issue in this particular case? Is there something that could be done for the mentally ill that would have changed the situation in Colorado Springs?
The main reaction you're hearing from Republicans now, John, as Congress is filtered back into town, is strictly on the mental health issue and not necessarily to do with firearms. There are some bills in the House that House leaders are starting to talk up that would improve mental health treatment, both in public and in some cases in prisons. There's a bill in the Senate, Republican Texas Senator John Cornyn, that has several mental health provisions, but one that would strengthen the background check system. If somebody is adjudicated mentally ill, the law already says in most states that they can't get firearms. But most states, Cornyn says, don't upload that information properly to the background check system. This would give them incentives and grants to get better at doing that. But it doesn't actually change the rules for background checks.
What about Planned Parenthood? Is it more or less a hostage to the budget process right now?
Well, that's the big spending deal that's going to expire on December 11th. They may not get there on December 11th, and Republican leaders in the House and Senate are already saying they might need more time to negotiate with the White House and with Democrats to avoid a government shutdown. Planned Parenthood is one of those big social issues, whether or not it should be defunded. Now, listen to Senator Susan Collins, a key Republican on the Senate side.
I have a lot of concerns about the complete defunding of Planned Parenthood. So I would like to see a much more targeted approach.
And I think you heard her cell phone kind of going there. She was talking to a couple of us reporters. But John, here's the big issue when it comes to Planned Parenthood. The Senate this week is going to start the special budget reconciliation process. There will be votes on Planned Parenthood. There will be votes to repeal Obamacare. There will be lots of Democratic votes on gun control, since it's clear that Republicans aren't going to address that issue now. But the Senate doesn't necessarily have the votes to pass that. And that could put this entire thing onto the spending deal in mid-December, and that's important. Here's Kevin McCarthy. He's the majority leader. Republican leaders are trying desperately now to tamp down any expectation that Planned Parenthood could cause a flashpoint that could cause a government shutdown.
I do not hear people shutting the government down over it right now.
Does that mean Planned Parenthood gets funding and this gets put aside for a year or more?
That means Republicans are trying to put the Planned Parenthood issue onto the special budget reconciliation process in order to convince conservatives that they've done something here. The problem, conservatives know that that special budget reconciliation bill is going to be vetoed. It's not going to get them the policy. How hard will they push Paul Ryan later at the end of next week on spending to get Planned Parenthood defunded? Nobody knows that yet, but you hear Kevin McCarthy trying to tell them to back off.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
You got it, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.